Hello, Open Heart Project. It is fantastic to see you. If you're brand new to the Open Heart Project, it is equally fantastic to see you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. We're going to start very soon. As you may know, I am sending you videos once a week during this time of pandemic because I wanted to be in closer touch. And so normally it would be once a month, but for now, it's been once a week. I hope this has been useful to you. Please take your seat, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And if you sit in a chair, you are equally as spiritual as anyone who sits on the floor. And please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to acknowledge that for many of us, this is a time of transition. We've been sheltered in place, for better and for worse. And now things are starting to open up, certain states faster than others. So I've been talking to a lot of people, and I relate to this, of course, myself too, who feel happy about this and who feel scared about this. We're scared to go outside. Yeah, we've sheltered in place. We've protected ourselves. We've built our walls. We found a way, more or less, to make it work, or we've adjusted to some degree or another, and now we have to make another adjustment to going outside, and there can be anxiety as well as happiness and relief and so on. So I wanted to say a few words before we sit about joy, because it's good to remember that no matter how intense things are, we can still find moments of joy. And I'm not saying think positive. I would never say that. I'm not saying everything's cool, because maybe for some people it is, for some people it isn't. But I'm pointing more towards a way of finding joy that happens in a moment, rather than trying to switch your mindset to, oh, everything's fine, it's okay, everything's cool, I can be happy now. If that's the case, then that's fantastic. But instead of trying to decide things are good, things are bad, and spending all day ricocheting back and forth between those two, you can look instead, or in addition, to moments where joy exists naturally, where it is happening anyway, and you can open to it and partake in it. So there are a few ways to find joy. Well, there's billions of ways, but let's just talk about a few. One thing that helps me remember how to take joy is to tune into my sense perceptions and take some sense of delight in the things I hear, the things I can see, the things I can taste and touch, and so on. So we're living in an extremely vibrant world of endless color, scent, taste, beautiful, beautiful sounds, as well as not so beautiful sounds. And when you tune into not the beautiful things and try to tune out the unbeautiful things, but to the sort of truth, the realness, the sharpness of what you do sense right now, that, in a weird Buddhist way, is a kind of joy, because you can feel, you can see, you can hear, you can taste, you can touch, you're alive. And there's a joy in remembering that you are vital, vibrant, awake, and right here. And nothing tells us that like our sense perceptions, because everything else is sort of conceptual. But when we allow ourselves to taste, allow ourselves to see, and really immerse ourselves in that, well, we're alive. And it reconnects us to our natural vitality. The other way I want to suggest of finding joy, and this may sound a little bit like, what? What does that mean? Is through the synchronization of mind and body. So usually our mind and our body, or often, speaking for myself anyway, they're going in two different directions. My mind wants to answer email, which actually it really never wants to do. My body wants to go to sleep. Or my body wants to go to sleep, but my mind is thinking about email. So there's a kind of split. And if you start to pay attention, you notice that's happening a lot, if not most of the time, that your body is one place, but your mind is someplace else. In the Buddhist view, that split is at the root of stress. That is what is meant by stress, when mind and body split. So how do you bring them back together? Well, we're fixing to do that soon. The practice of meditation is often called the synchronization of mind and body because we place our attention on the breath, and when it strays, we come back. So when your mind and your attention are on your breath, your mind and body are united. And I invite you to try this, but no matter how hard you try, you cannot breathe in the past and you cannot breathe in the future. So if your attention is resting on the breath, that's one way of saying you're present. So you're synchronized. When mind and body are split, we're not synchronized. Yoga, the word yoga itself means union. And it also is about synchronizing mind and body through movement. That's fantastic. But there are all sorts of ways to synchronize mind and body beyond spiritual practices. If you love to cook, you know, you're tasting, you're smelling, you're seeing. If you space out, you know, you could burn something or forget what you're doing. So mind and body need to be in the same place. If you love to garden, if you like to take a long drive, these are all things that ask your mind and body to come together. Because if they split, you space out, and that's not good. Also, there are things that can give joy. So those simple things that synchronize mind and body, look for them and add them into your world as much as you can. And then the final a suggestion I want to make for finding joy is often the most overlooked way of finding joy, yet at the same time, it is the most prevalent source of joy because it is always here, it is always happening, it is always right around us. We can always find it. I hope I've built the suspense up to the point where you're like, what is that thing? That thing is other people's happiness. When you take delight in other people's happiness, you fill with joy yourself. So when you see someone getting what they want, when you hear a beautiful story about people being kind to each other, when you read or know someone who was fearing a bad medical diagnosis, but they get a good medical diagnosis, or they get a phone call from their child or their boyfriend or girlfriend, something, anything that gives someone else happiness, you can also take happiness in. Well, there's an endless supply of that. So often we think of other people's happiness as a diminishment to ourselves. Well, if you're happy, that takes one happiness unit away from me. I mean, I'm no different than anyone else. But if you experiment with letting go of that and instead feeling, oh, your happiness, I can feel it. Not, oh, I'm thinking about it and that's cool, yay, I'm happy. But no, when I tune into your happiness, I feel it myself. I take joy in your joy. Well, suddenly there's no end of sources of happiness. In the Buddhist world, this is called sympathetic joy. And just as compassion is feeling other people's pain in your own heart, thank you for doing that. Sympathetic joy is feeling their happiness in your own heart as if it was your own. So suddenly you see there's a chain of joy that you can connect to whenever you want. So if this makes you happy, I take happiness in that. And in the meantime, let's sit together. Begin your practice by letting go. Let go of expectations. Let go, if you're thinking about anything I just said, forget about it. Let go of concerns. Let go of everything. And let's just sit together, right here, right now. Everything can wait. Everything can, unless you're on fire. In which case, do something. But otherwise, we'll sit together. For 10 minutes, your whole life can wait. Huh. begin also by flashing on the sky above. There's a great openness up there, endless space and clarity and boundlessness. So imagine that the top of your head could open and connect with that, unless that sounds weird, in which case, do not do it. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. And let the bottom half be heavy, because as much as we aspire up, we are also earthbound. We are rooted right here. This is our home. And here we are. Sit up straight and let the front body soften. And let the shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long, and the mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth are slightly parted. Let the jaw relax, because you don't need it. You don't need to say anything right now. The breath is natural, in and out through the nose. No breathing technique, just breathing. In this practice, the eyes are open and the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, wherever feels comfortable. 3 to 6 feet, 1.5 meters or less, depending on where your screen is. And let the eyes be soft. Let your attention rest on the breath, the sensation of the body breathing. In other words, we're not noticing the breath, we're feeling the breath. Feel the gentle expansion on the inhale and the letting go of the exhale. Your mind will continue to make thoughts. That's fine. It's no big deal. The great majority of your thoughts will just come and go on their own. You don't have to do anything. However, should you notice that you have become so absorbed in thought that you have forgotten about your breath, you are no longer feeling it. Excellent. That's quite a wakeful moment. So what you do in that case is notice that. Say to yourself silently, thinking, label that moment. Let go. Gently. Come back. Gently. And begin again. Feeling this inhale and this exhale. If you ever get lost, just come back. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. And thank you for practicing with me. And thank you for practicing together.